This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, so you're engaged.
Congrats.
Fucking congrats.
Yeah.
But before you get sucked into, like, the black hole of seating charts.
Oh, my God.
And, like, lose your goddamn mind over flower arrangements.
Oh, seriously.
Let's talk about the one decision that, like, sets the whole damn vibe for your wedding.
Okay. The date.
It's kind of like picking a tattoo.
Ooh.
You want to make sure you're going to love it forever, right?
Damn straight.
No regrets in wedding love.
No regrets.
No.
We've got intel from Engaged AF.
Yes.
Both the podcast and their magazine.
Loved them.
They're dropping some serious truth bombs.
They are.
On picking a date that doesn't suck.
So important.
We're cutting through the fluffy bullshit and giving you actionable tips to lock down a date that's 100% your vibe as a couple.
Because honestly, nobody wants a cookie cutter wedding date.
Right?
Your wedding should be as unique as your love story.
Exactly.
And that starts with when you say, I do.
Okay, so Engaged AF says to start with the vibe.
Makes sense.
Which, like, makes total sense. Yeah.
What season screams you as a couple?
Mm.
Are we talking spring blooms and outdoor shenanigans?
Oh, fun.
Or maybe you're all about that cozy fall vibe with all the rich colors and shit.
I love fall.
Me too.
What's fascinating here is that each season has its own energy and color palette.
Oh, yeah. They're
safe. Like, summer is all about, like, bright, bold colors.
Uh-huh.
Whereas fall brings those deep, warm tones.
I love that.
So figuring out the season that speaks to your souls is like setting the foundation for your entire wedding aesthetic.
So true.
Yeah.
It's like, are you a beach bonfire couple or a cozy fireplace couple?
That's a good way to put it.
Like, this shit matters.
It does.
But once you've nailed down the season,
okay,
it's time for a dose of reality.
Ooh.
The venue, and of course the budget.
The dreaded budget.
Right.
Because dream venues can get booked up crazy fast.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you're aiming for a prime weekend slot.
Yeah, definitely.
Engaged AF is all about checking venue availability early in the game. Don't wait until the last minute because you might end up stuck with a venue that's, well, not exactly what you were dreaming of.
Or worse, no venue at all.
Yes.
And you know what they actually suggest? Flipping the script and considering a weekday or an off-season wedding.
Interesting.
I'm talking Thursdays, Sundays.
Okay.
Hell, even January or February.
Mm.
Not only can you save some serious cash.
I like the sound of that.
But it might actually be easier to snag your dream venue.
It's true.
Plus, a Thursday wedding basically means a long-ass weekend for everyone.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And who doesn't love an extra day to recover from an epic celebration?
Seriously.
Damn right.
Right. And here's another little gem from Engaged AF.
Hit me with it.
Quirky dates like, say, February 25th, 2025.
Easy.
Are super easy to remember for anniversaries.
That's so smart.
No more, did you forget our anniversary arguments?
Ugh, I hate those.
Sheer genius.
Seriously.
I mean, let's be real. Half the reason we choose a date is so we don't, like, fuck up and forget it later, right?
100%.
Yeah.
But while we're talking dates.
Okay.
We got to talk about the whole scheduling nightmare situation.
Boy.
Holidays, long weekends, local events.
So many things.
Can your guests actually make it without having to, like, sell a kidney to cover travel costs?
Yeah.
Or deal with an insane traffic?
Ooh, traffic.
It's a real thing.
It is.
And don't forget about those personal conflicts, too.
True.
Engage AF reminds us to check in with family and friends about vacations, graduations, all that jazz.
Yeah, definitely.
Don't be that couple that schedules their wedding on the same day as their bestie's bachelorette party.
Oh, no.
It's just bad form.
Not cool.
Yeah, not cool.
No.
So once you've dodged those logistical landmines,
okay,
it's time to inject some meaning into your date.
Mm, this is my favorite part.
I love this part.
Yes.
Engaged AF says, think about anniversaries, family connections, even random-ass dates that mean something to you guys.
I love that.
It's all about those little details that make your wedding stand out.
Love
this part.
It's like, imagine honoring your grandparents' anniversary date.
That's beautiful.
It's not just some random Saturday.
Right.
It adds a whole layer of depth and family history.
Damn, that's actually really beautiful.
It is.
And then there's the whole quirky dates thing.
I love a quirky date.
Sequential numbers or dates that are easy to remember, practical, and memorable.
The best of both worlds.
Right.
I love it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, Engaged AF throws out some hot dates for 2026.
Ooh. Fun.
But keep in mind, these are just ideas, not endorsements.
Got it.
It's more about sparking some creative thinking.
I like it.
Okay, so what dates are they loving for 2026?
Hit me with it.
Hit me with it.
Okay, yeah. First up, we've got Valentine's Day.
Right.
If you're all about that lovey-dovey shit,
yeah,
and want to celebrate your love in like the most extra way possible, February 14th might be your jam.
Okay, but let's be real for a sec.
Okay.
Isn't a Valentine's Day wedding kind of cliche?
True.
It's like the Hallmark movie of wedding dates, right?
True, but hear me out.
Okay.
If you're going to go full-blown romantic, why the hell not?
Yeah.
Plus, think of the anniversary celebrations.
Okay.
You're already set with romantic dinners and gifts galore.
That's true.
It's built-in romance, baby.
Okay, I see your point.
Right.
You've convinced me.
Yes.
All right, what's next on their list of hot dates?
Next up is the spring equinox.
Okay.
Engaged AF says it's all about new beginnings.
Yeah.
Which I kind of dig.
It's cute.
Yeah.
The first day of spring, everything's fresh and blooming.
Yay.
Kind of like your love story, right?
Exactly. Aww. It's a cool concept for sure.
Yeah.
It's like Mother Nature is giving you her blessing.
I love that.
Now, if you're a couple that loves to party,
okay,
get ready for this one, July 4th.
Hell yeah.
Fireworks, barbecues, and saying, I do.
Sounds like a damn good time to me.
Sounds like a party.
If you're a fun-loving, patriotic couple, a 4th of July wedding could be epic. Imagine ending the night with a killer fireworks display over your reception.
So pretty.
Talk about a picture-perfect moment.
Boom, you're married, and boom, fireworks.
I love it.
I know.
Okay,
I know.
Last but not least, we have Christmas Day.
Ooh, very festive.
Engaged AF says it has a cozy, intimate vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, Christmas weddings are definitely unique.
They are.
There's something magical about exchanging vows surrounded by twinkling lights.
I love that.
And that whole warm holiday feeling.
So cozy.
Plus, you're basically guaranteed a white wedding.
That's true.
Even if it doesn't actually snow.
True, but let's be real for a second.
Okay.
Choosing a holiday for your wedding day does come with some baggage.
Oh, for sure.
Travel costs can be insane.
Yeah.
Family dynamics can get messy.
Truth.
And some guests might already have their own traditions that clash with your big day.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Exactly.
So while a holiday wedding can be awesome,
yeah,
you got to weigh the pros and cons carefully.
For sure.
But ultimately, it comes down to what feels right for you too. 100%.
Okay, so we've talked about seasonal vibes, venue logistics, and even the whole quirky date thing.
I love a quirky date.
What does this all mean for our awesome listener who's planning their own wedding?
Well, what's fascinating here is that your wedding date is way more than just a dox on the calendar.
You're right.
It sets the entire tone for your wedding.
Totally.
Influencing everything from the atmosphere to the decor.
Uh-huh.
It's like the foundation of your wedding story.
And that's why it's so important to ditch the pressure.
Yes.
And trust your gut.
Absolutely.
Don't let anyone tell you what your wedding should be.
Yeah.
It's your day, your love story.
If we connect this back to the bigger picture.
Yeah.
It's about creating an experience that truly reflects you as a couple.
I love that.
Whether it's a Tuesday in November or a Christmas frickin' day, own it.
Own it.
Make it yours.
Love that. And honestly, if anyone gives you shit for your unconventional date, just tell them to listen to this episode of The Deep Dive.
I'd love it.
We'll set them straight.
Yes. But before we wrap up, I want to leave our listener with one final thought.
Okay, Emmy.
Imagine looking back on your wedding photos 10, 20 years from now. What feeling do you want to get?
Yeah.
Joy, excitement, pure badassery.
Oh, I love that.
Let that feeling guide your decision.
That's such a great point.
Choose a date that's going to make you smile for years to come.
Yes.
One that screams, this is us, and we wouldn't have it any other way.
Damn right.
Okay, folks, that's a wrap on this deep dive into choosing the perfect wedding date.
Awesome.
Until next time, stay engaged.
Yeah.
Stay true to yourselves.
Yes.
And don't forget to have a damn good time planning your wedding.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Screw the rule book
and
pick a date that makes you both, like, stoked to get hitched.
Exactly.
It's your day, your way.
Yeah. And hey, if your crazy aunt starts nagging you about tradition, just tell her to mind her own damn business and focus on finding the perfect shade of beige for her outfit.
Oh my God, I love it.
Right. So good.
We've armed you with the knowledge, the insights, the whole damn toolbox. Now go forth and conquer that wedding planning shit.
Hell yeah. Woo. But one last thought before we sign off.
Okay.
Imagine you're looking back on your wedding photos 10, 20 years from now.
Yeah.
What feeling do you want to get?
Hmm.
Joy, excitement.
Oh.
Pure badassery.
Ooh.
Let that feeling guide your decision.
Damn, that's good.
Choose a date that's going to make you smile for years to come.
Yes.
A date that screams, this is us, and we wouldn't have it any other way.
Preach.
All right, folks. That's a wrap on this deep dive.
Awesome.
Until next time, stay engaged, stay true to yourselves.
Yeah.
And don't forget to have a damn good time planning your wedding.
Have fun.
Peace out.
That was our show. Our life is dope and we do dope shit. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup. Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.